Thank you so very much. And this was the only press we did the whole entire tour. So that's how much we love this festival.
Spain.
Ooh, Spain, for sure. Definitely, Spain. Yeah.
But we really do love Spain. I don't know, best favorite country. We have good fans, so many places. We're looking forward to going home. We've been away for a while, so right now, America is on my
radar. This is our last show on this run, so we're gonna give them what's left in the old gas tank here for tonight. And the best festival lineup I've probably seen maybe ever.
No pressure following the Pixies, though, I mean.
Yeah.
I just want to know who is putting the festival on and how much money they have to have this many. I mean, we looked at it, I was like, how many? They all could be headlining different festivals.
Yeah, you could pick 10 bands and any one of those 10 would be the band at any other festival.
I'd say Pixies means the most to us as a band. But Metallica, I mean, we love
War on Drugs. I like them a lot. I hate war, love drugs. It's kind of hard to fit. I mean, is Jack White playing?
That's tomorrow.
Madman, that's another great one.
So Local Natives are playing today, right? We're friends with those guys, so.
Haim, I would have loved to got to see them last night. Oh my God, watch 10 hours straight of crime shows that I have that I've recorded since I've been gone. My family, they know. Daddy goes to the man cave, shuts the door, and watches all the shows that the kids are not allowed to watch. So that's my decompress and go play golf.
I'm gonna get very high. I'm not gonna lie. All this traveling, I need to go home to something I'm familiar to. Ham for me.
Paella for me, but ham right there below it. Like, that's a tough one. It would have to be our new album, Walls, that just came out.
That's like five albums back. Neil Young, Harvest Moon. It's kind of like always.
See, I'm weird. There's an actor named Jackie Gleason back in the day, old, like from the Honeymooners. A lot of people don't know he was a composer as well. I would describe it as music that makes you feel like Christmas music does, like that warm and fuzzy feeling, but it's not Christmas music. So kind of like what you would listen to shopping at the grocery store at 3 o'clock in the morning, kind of just feel goody.
You know that feeling, right?
Kind of music, you know? We have a song that we do that our uncle taught us, like, from the hills of Oklahoma, just made up. We don't even know what it means, really. But we do a little song, a little kind of dance. Yeah, at festivals like that are open, we do it super quiet because we're so embarrassed for the other cool bands to hear us do it. And then we sing another little song and then have like a little, the opening line is
the donkey song.
The donkey song.
You're literally doing the
hee-aw is the first word. And you just say hee-aw, 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 hee-aw. Like, yeah.
It's bad.
It's horrible. But we did it our first show ever, and we're like, we kind of have to do it for every show now. So we're a bunch of asses, basically, right before we go on stage.
So many things. Wow.
Enjoy every moment because you don't know what moments are your most successful until they're already gone. So I say treat every moment like it's your best moment because, you know, you play festivals and you see bands play in the day that were headlining, you know, 10 years ago when you were playing in the day and they were headlining. So it really makes you just very grateful to still get to do what we get to do at the level we get to do it at.
I would probably say don't wear that. You can just pick any era.
Yeah, pork chop sideburns, I rocked those for a while. Apparently they're coming back in style. I'm not sure. I might have to grow them out a little on this next little break, but there was some bad facial hair facial hair combos back in the day, for sure.